This is the Wall Street update of the download edition of World Business Report on Tuesday, March the 25th, 2014. I'm Manuela Zaragoza. On the financial markets today, even there, the theme of obesity, which we're following throughout the week here on World Business Report and Business Matters, was also present, because one of the biggest companies moving on the American share market today was also related to food. Peter Jankowskis of Oakbrook Investments in Chicago told me more.
The McCorican Company, which is the leading provider of seasonings and spices around the world, reported better-than-expected earnings as well as revenues, which is an unusual combination these days. And as a result of that, investors were very enthusiastic about the stock, rose more than 5% today.
So was it one of the biggest movers?
I believe it was in the consumer staples food industry, yes.
And did that reflect a general sort of trend on the market today, all higher?
Well, overall, the market was higher. Some of the consumer stocks were left out, more of the ones that are in the discretionary area. Those would be more like restaurants and such. But consumer staples did well today, basically matching the overall market.
So it means that a lot of the concerns about Ukraine, about Crimea, have really dropped onto the sidelines as far as financial markets are concerned.
Yeah, I think so. And I think over here in the United States, a bigger issue might have been the kind of the change in the Federal Reserve's tenor, that they're looking to start raising rates more quickly than people had expected. And I think that was the dominant news story that was impacting markets over the last few days.
Peter Jankowskis. And on Wall Street, the Dow ended up 0.6% at 16,367 points. And at the end of the trading day in London, the 100 share index was up 1.3% at 66.04.
You've been listening to World Business Report. If you want more insights into the world of business, you can download Business Daily from bbc.com/podcasts. If you want to contact us, you can email at world.business@bbc.co.uk or add your comments to our Facebook page at facebook.com/bbcbusiness. And remember, for news in an instant, you can follow us on twitter.com/bbcbusiness. Thank you.